Wrestling with Kayfabe back with another episode. I got DEJ with me, your boy Papa Shro. What's going on, DEJ?
What's going on? Not much. Getting ready for another good wrestling pay-per-view review match. This one, I don't think people from our age group really think about much. But I really dig this one. It's Shane McMahon versus Kurt Angle, the King of the Ring.
In a street fight. King of the Ring 2001 is what we're looking at today. You can find this on the WWE Network, obviously. And we're going to go ahead and give you a second to load it up on the network. And we're going to click that play button on the match icon for Shane McMahon versus Kurt Angle in a street fight. 3, 2, 1. Alrighty. So we've got an interesting matchup. I don't know if I like how they did the setup necessarily. I mean, it was just a reason to get them to go at it, and I get that. That's cool. But Angle did his whole reenactment ceremony for his gold medal. Shane comes out and interrupts him. So this is post Invasion. He is the owner of WCW. I guess I don't know if the Invasion has went full circle.
I don't think so, because Paul Heyman was talking about Kurt Angle winning the match. So
right.
I don't think.
And Kurt Angle, and Paul Heyman, the night after Survivor Series, they kicked him off for Jerry. So, but I mean, I think we all know what happens in this match.
Right.
It's definitely a very devastating match. Kind of hard to watch a little bit. And DJ, if you want to give them the backstory on the whole reason for the glass not breaking.
Well, the reason why it didn't break was because they were worried that during the any pyro with special effect glass or, you know, pane glasses, that it would break. So there would be no spot for them to do. So they replaced it with real glass, and they forgot to switch it. So in the match, we'll get to it here in a little bit, but we'll get to it when we get to it, but you'll see why that's a big deal.
Absolutely. And immediately Angle comes in and tackles Shane to the ground, and we got a wrestling exchange here as Kurt Angle has his back, and now he's gonna start striking Shane in the back of the head, and we're gonna get a back suplex here. I like the aesthetics of this King of the Ring, though. I like the whole electric chair theme that they have going on. The graphics that show the superstars' names has that little electric chair, and then the stage setup is an electric chair. Just a gigantic electric chair. Man, shout out to the early 2000s stage designs.
Yeah, those sets were cool.
So cool. And I don't know if... I wonder how much money they put into making those, but I don't think that it probably was anything insane compared to, you know, a million LED boards that they put up now. Like, it couldn't be more expensive than that, right?
Right. I mean, who knows? I think they, you know, stopped doing them just to, you know, save as much money as they could. It's really why they stopped doing intros for the pay-per-views until recently, since no one's there and they can save a lot of money by doing that.
Right.
Who knows why they stopped doing that. But interesting, you know, this was really the prime of Shane McMahon.
Absolutely.
You know, anything you saw Shane McMahon do, because shortly after this, well, I guess that's not true, because he was involved in the DX stuff with Vince in the mid-2000s.
And Angle's busted open here. I wonder what if he did that to himself, because it looked like he was slapping himself a minute. But, man, this is also peak Angle, I think. Not peak Angle, but really, like, starting, or, you know, he's at that point where you know he is a very much top guy. Mm-hmm. I love this little angle that they're throwing in here, no pun intended, but Shane kind of gets out of the ring. He realizes he is overmatched as a wrestler. And Angle gets down on all fours in a wrestling stance and says, come on. And I don't know. I've never been big in amateur wrestling and didn't grow up wrestling, but I don't know what you call that other than somebody having your back.
Right.
Where he kind of gets Shane to come in and he rolls over real quick and rolls right over him. And now Angle in full control of this match right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how Angle got cut there.
Man. And the suplexes. I mean, this is... I love the decorated amateur wrestler playing up to those, you know, amateur... The skill set, you know?
Right.
It's a lot of suplexes. It's a lot of, like, pure wrestling. I enjoy that, and I like the gimmick and the fact that he's a heel. And, I mean, just that move right there of the... Man, excuse me, I don't really know the terminology, but somewhat of a fireman's carry type of rollover, and now he's just, you know, doing circles around him on his back. Mm-hmm. I only know jiu-jitsu terminology, I don't know actual wrestling terminology.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, that had to be so frustrating for people to know that Kurt Angle could out-wrestle you anytime. But he didn't have to, or he didn't. He couldn't. But I think people bought into it, although they really shouldn't have. Just like you shouldn't buy into Brock Lesnar not being able to beat people.
Right, I feel you. I get that. And, I mean, rumor has it he got the best of Brock when they, you know, really went for a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
In the back and had a real wrestling match and... Well, I mean, I believe it. I mean, Kurt Angle is no slouch. I mean,
well, I mean, Kurt Angle's, you know, shame that just kicks him in the gut. I mean, Kurt Angle, you know, is an Olympic gold medalist. Brock Lesnar isn't. I mean, he was.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, he was a division, you know, one heavyweight champion, but, you know, that's a very high level. But Kurt Angle's at the highest level humanly possible, you know, for wrestling. So I'm sure.
And he did it with a broken freaking neck.
That's true. He did. Yeah.
And that's real. That is literally real. Yeah, that's real. That is. I used to think that was a joke,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, not necessarily a joke, but, you know, I mean, it's pro wrestling. Like, mm-hmm. this is what we do in pro wrestling, yeah. But no, that is a fact. This man won a gold medal in 1996 in Atlanta with a broken neck.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. And I mean, just amazing accomplishments wrestling. And now Shane has got him out of the ring. Kurt Angle's going to get back in the ring as Shane runs out. And I love the... I love the psychology of this match right now, mm-hmm. because, I mean, obviously Angle is the wrestler, the guy, and it looks like they bumped heads pretty hard right there, yeah, I think. Shane runs around the arena and ends up jumping on the barricade, turning around, just jumping into Angle. But I love the psychology of this because Shane's got to do different stuff, you know? Shane mm-hmm. can't just wrestle Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. And now he jumps over... JR and Paul Heyman on their announce table and clotheslines Kurt Angle as he pushes the ref out of the way and turns around.
I don't know why the ref's trying to stop something in a street fight.
Right. I think it's definitely interesting that he wants them to get back in the ring. And I think that's more just so Angle being able to play up more heel tactics.
Mm.
Now Shane has grabbed a kendo stick from underneath the ring.
Yeah, Shane was one of the more interesting people using weapons.
Absolutely.
Because he used him more like, you know, as a kid, you know, instead of a pure wrestler. And that was kind of the appeal of Shane McMahon. You know, he was a kid wrestling, you know, all these professional wrestlers.
You could definitely...
That didn't feel great.
No, he just speared him right into the ring post. But you definitely could... man, what is the word that I'm looking for? Get behind Shane just because mm-hmm. it felt like, you know, if you were to step in a WWE exactly. ring, like, you were going to have to do some crazy stuff and fly off of things and not maybe, you know, not necessarily wrestle traditional style. And I think somewhat his, you know, character of old gets lost in translation in his his new character, essentially. Or, you know, what he's evolved into. And I get he's a seasoned martial artist and has trained for a long time. And even here you see him throwing some body punches. Mm-hmm. He's always been... he's always loved martial arts, which I've always thought is interesting. And fun fact that he tried to convince Vince to buy the UFC before Zuffa did. So, you know, in some alternate reality, WWE and the UFC are under the same banner, with Vince McMahon owning it rather than Dana White. which, they seem to get along, and, you know, maybe Dana would have still been involved in that. But right. It would have been a lot easier for Brock to hop back and forth.
It would have.
Yeah. If that were the case. He'd be even richer. Absolutely. And so, but, man, I don't know. For some... I watched something recently where Shane was wrestling from in the last year or so, and I think it looks like shit. I don't like watching him try to use his Muay Thai in a wrestling.
He's older.
Yeah.
And I, you know, he only does a match every year or two. His WrestleMania match with The Miz was really good, I thought.
And the story behind it. Right. Like, all of that was really, really good. And the fact that they did the swap... Mm-hmm. Where he was the heel and Miz was the face, I thought was very interesting.
Right.
Yeah, that was great work from both of them.
Yeah.
I agree. That was a really good match, a good finish. Oh, go ahead.
Does a bridge there, and then he just gets driven two double fists in the stomach there.
I like this spot where Angle keeps bridging up. That happened like three different times, and where... Shane's going for a pin and Angle bridges up just to be knocked back down, and now it looks like, I don't know what the hell, Shane just grabs some like plank of wood and a trash can that he's throwing into the ring. I really like just the, like I said a few minutes ago, just the whole psychology of this match, of just Angle being this like super professional wrestler that's, you know, over the top and, you know, the best wrestler in this matchup, and Shane just trying to figure out any way he can win this damn match with this, you know, wrestling machine before he was known as the wrestling machine. Now he's beating him with a handicap sign.
You know, and that was, like you said earlier, that was part of Shane McMahon's appeal, as he just flies and hits Angle in the head with a handicap sign.
What? I mean, just like these little spots like this, he throws him off the ropes and just leaps into the air for no reason to smack him with the handicap sign. I mean, I love it. And this, too, to just show the brutality of Angle. He wrestles him out and then punches him in the back of the head a few times. And now knees and goes for an enziguri. And now an angle lock from Shane McMahon after Kurt missed the enziguri.
Not a very good one.
No, not at all. But it shows the levels, you know? There's two different levels of wrestlers. And one is not really a wrestler, you know? No. And that's the beauty of this being a street fight as well, that, you know, Shane has the opportunity to possibly win this match. If he can somehow, some way figure it out. That wasn't too bad. A DDT from Shane McMahon, he comes over the top.
You know, I never really knew what Shane McMahon's finish was, if he even had one.
Same here, right? The punches?
I guess.
I mean, to me, that was like his... And that's why it was easy to... Man, that was terrible. Going for a sharpshooter and falls down as he turns it over. But the fact that, you know... Like, you could see yourself as Shane, because he's just trying to pull off these moves that, just like us as kids, we had seen over and over and over, and he's trying to pull it off, and, you know, he's kind of slipping up here and there, but at the same time, now he's got a full-on sharpshooter on him. Angle finally gets to the ropes.
Which, it's a street fight, by the way, for those who don't know, so that wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, right.
This was not reffed well.
Yeah, because Kyoto seemed to want him to get off of the sharpshooter when he grabbed the ropes at first. Shane pulled him away, and then Kurt now grabbing that kendo stick and hitting him in the back with it. So now we got both men down again. Angle selling the lower back from the sharpshooter, and Shane trying to get back to his feet as he's crawling. They're each crawling to one side of the ring at the moment. You know, it's interesting how much time they spent in the ring. And yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen this match. And I mean, probably just a handful of times. This isn't one that I can remember going back and just needing to see. Right. And wanting to watch. And it's kind of a hard match to watch when we get towards, you know, the spot. But right. Nice little spot here where Angle misses a couple of times with the kendo stick and now punches from Shane O'Mac. And he's dancing around now. Angle looks to be hurt. Here comes some fancy footwork and a right hand. See, this is what I thought his finisher was. Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah. I mean, I guess... Yeah. I guess you could consider that his finish.
I don't know if I loaded up WWE 2K19 right now. I wonder what his finisher would be.
I have no idea. Right.
When it comes to wrestling games. You know what's interesting? Shane was never in the wrestling games. I don't remember him being in any of the old games. I remember him being
in SmackDown. The PS1 game.
Okay, okay. The original SmackDown mm-hmm. game. Probably would have come out around this time.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of remember that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I played a whole lot of wrestling games on the PlayStation 1. I kind of remember SmackDown because I can remember you being able to create your own arena on there. Yeah. And I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
And
you could give pretty much anyone you wanted a title shot.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That was one thing that I always thought wrestling games really lacked back in the day.
And you could create your own pay-per-view too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of having to unlock titles and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, just let me play exhibition mode and swap titles around. WrestleMania 2000 was my favorite because of that. Because No Mercy had to unlock all of them. Now, Angle's got a trash can over him right now, laying in the ring. Shane from the top rope tries to pull off a shooting star press, but Kurt Angle moves out of the way. And just like that, just these wild-ass moves that Shane pulls off. Yeah. I mean, you just think, how the hell does he do that? Especially not being... I'm sure he's been trained, but, mm-hmm. you know, to come off to the crowd as his character, not being right. a professionally trained wrestler. He's just some kid. Right. He's just Vince's son going out there and performing.
Right.
And I think nowadays, like, we don't like seeing things like this as much, but for this time period, between him and Vince, like, getting in the ring every once in a while, it worked.
Yeah.
It really worked.
Especially when, probably more so during the corporation.
I feel absolutely. Like
it worked more, just because you hated both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think the whole McMahon family story didn't get really interesting until the invasion. In my point of view, I thought it was a really interesting take on all that.
Yeah, I feel you. I think that it was a good idea for what they did with that whole...
Mm-hmm.
Deal with Shane sneaking into buying WCW right from underneath Vince, and then Stephanie joining him. There was obviously, you know, not big stars involved with that, and a lot of swapping and switching. They could have obviously, I think they could have done a lot better even with what they had.
Right.
Not even bringing in these big stars, but maybe right. like DDP and Hogan, and which side would have Hogan fought for? I think that would have been really interesting to yeah. see once we got to there. Even any of those NWO guys,
mm-hmm.
Because all of them were, you know, very successful.
Yeah.
Before they went over to WCW. Now Shane ends up countering a suplex that Angle was going for on the ramp, and so now we're starting to work our way up towards the stage. So both men still down here as we get towards the top of the ramp, and they're both finally starting to stir as Shane gets up on all fours and Angle trying to do the same, and the crowd trying to hype these men up. And
yeah, I mean, they obviously knew that these guys were giving them everything they had.
And a slap from Shane.
And everything people said about Kurt Angle was, if you hit him hard, he hit you harder.
Uh-huh.
Shane's slapping him, and Kurt's hitting him with his wrist. So, if that tells you anything, and he just drives him right into the covered metal on the...
Okay, I think that's set. One of the legs of the electric chair.
And now he's crawling over to the king of the... It's critical trips there. It makes it look like he's talking shit, professional.
Right, absolutely.
And this is the spot that everyone knows about, the King of the Ring spot, where he's getting ready to throw Shane through the glass here. And this is pretty brutal, so be ready. Bang! Oh!
And if you are listening to it with the audio, there is maybe not a worse sound in all of wrestling history to me than hearing the thud of Shane McMahon's head.
Yeah.
Hit the ground, and you can see Angle laying on the ground that is looking over and realizing that he fucked him up.
Yeah. And Shane tells him to do it again. Kurt does it again. That time it breaks.
So he goes through the glass here, and now he's on the opposite side of the set, what was originally supposed to happen the first time, and now you can see where Shane has been busted open. And I don't know... I'm assuming that they've both just got cut up from this glass that shattered everywhere because it's real glass. So
yeah, it's real glass, yeah.
I mean, this is no fun.
Allegedly, apparently, not allegedly, but Vince almost came out and stopped this match.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Shane's been tossed through glass, he's smashed his head on the concrete. And there's really no reason to continue this match. Now Kurt's going to throw him through the other side.
And this one's worse.
Yeah, that one's worse.
I think that one's worse. He bounces right off of it and drops him right on his fucking head. There's blood on the glass from Shane. And I think Shane needed something like 40 stitches after this was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last thing he told Angle was, what did he say exactly? Do it again, pussy, or something? He called him a pussy.
Do it again, bitch, or pussy.
Or bitch, yeah, something like that. Where he... and that time, at least he saved Shane's head.
Yeah. Kurt is basically pleading with Shane, we're not doing this. And I think Kurt just throws him head first this time.
Yeah.
He backs up and just... And it works that time.
You gotta tell Angle is just like, thank God this is over.
Because I don't think they keep the match going if Shane doesn't go through.
No. I don't think so either. I mean, and you can tell, like, especially knowing the backstory of this, you can see, like, with the reactions a little bit. I mean, they're all being very professional and very much still into the match and in character. Angle tries to pin him right there. Mike Chioda telling him to get him to the ring. And at this point, I think Angle kind of pleading with him that, I don't know if I can get this man to the ring.
Yeah.
Like, can we end this, please? And at this point, Shane is wearing the crimson mask and
dragging him through the
glass. Oh my God, this is terrible.
Yeah, this was not good.
I can understand, especially being a parent.
Look at the blood on the other panel.
Yeah. But if, you know, Vince watching this, I can understand why he wanted to come out and stop this.
Look at,
I mean,
Kurt's shoulder.
And glass all over him. And, man.
So, Kurt has decided that he's going to put Shane on an audio storage box.
One of those rolling carts.
And he's going to roll him down to the ring.
Because I think legitimately Shane is very much not with it.
Well, Kurt realized that he was going to drag him through glass. And I don't think he was trying to do that.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if Kurt can feel, but I mean, you can tell, like, his shoulders are cut.
Yeah.
From the glass.
I mean, glass cuts don't hurt that bad.
And especially being in the moment.
Right.
I'm sure he doesn't feel hardly anything. No. And you don't know if it's Shane's blood, because, right. I mean, Shane's bleeding pretty bad at this point. I mean, there's blood all over his face. And he was cut up in his hair.
Right.
On his skull. And that's what caused where he needed all those stitches. So that's blood that's just flown from the top of his head. And now Angle has finally got under the ring and taken him off of this audio cart now just trying to get him into the ring. Angle definitely carried him through this finish.
Yeah.
I mean, he is not with it at all. Shane is barely moving. And honestly, at this point, I mean, I don't know how much of it's for show.
I don't know.
I don't know how much of this is a sell job. But he kicked the fuck out. I did not expect this. I don't remember this match 100%.
Yeah.
I know the spot, and that's about it.
I think Kurt wanted him to just take the pin. But I mean, you know, Shane McMahon's madman.
Yeah, Shane really is crazy. So now we're back in the ring. Angle got a two count there, and now he's picking Shane up. And he's got the trash can lid in his hand.
Low blow by Shane.
Nice. And he just throws it like a disc golf almost to hit him in the head. He doesn't let it go, but he hits him in the head with it. And again, backhands him with that trash can lid.
Then hits him with an angle slam after like four shots with the trash can lid. I can't remember. I don't think this is the end. Shane looks like he's selling, but I don't know how much selling that is.
Right. And how much that he is just absolutely beat. Angle kicks out of that angle slam. Shane has definitely got the 100-yard stare on his face.
It's probably real.
Absolutely. I know he was heavily concussed after this, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's been dropped on his head twice on concrete. With hard, loud thuds. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you're watching with the audio on, this is not... That's the worst part to me, is hearing his head hit. And he slingshots, Angle slingshots McMahon into the corner.
Look at
the
blood coming out of his
head. Mm-hmm. Shane is just hanging over the top rope and dripping blood.
It's coming out like a syrup bottle.
Yeah.
That's unreal. Apparently, Vince stopped watching this match as well.
Yeah, I think somebody got him to stop watching. It might have been Bruce Pritchard, I think.
I think so.
And now that wooden board, Kurt is just beating Shane.
Well, actually, I don't know, because Bruce Pritchard got released pretty early on in the 2000s.
Okay.
And he didn't come back until, well, it may have been later in 2000s, but it was in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
And he didn't come back until 2 years ago. And he's going to give him an angle slam off the wood plank, off the top rope.
And you can still see glass flying up in the, yeah, ring. As they take that bump, you can see glass flying up. And I wonder if Shane has any glass in his eye at this point, because his eyelid is really, yeah, blinking rapidly. Like there's something in it. After that angle slam, now Angle crawling over to try to get this pinfall on Shane. And I think that's finally the 1-2-3. Yeah. Woo!
Brutal.
Yeah, absolutely one of the most brutal matches of all time.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not even, I don't think it was intended to be that way.
No. It was intended to be portrayed that way.
But I mean, it definitely ended up that way. But, you know, just how Shane is cut up, you know, it's unreal.
Yeah, these two went through hell in this match. That is for sure. He beat Shane like a government mule. As JR would say.
You know, it's funny. I can't... Kurt's blood on his shoulder disappeared.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't actually cut on his shoulder. It seemed, I think that right one might be the original one.
Mm-hmm.
The one where you first saw blood from after the first time they went through. And now they're showing the replay again of him throwing Shane through the glass. and back through the other way. It was definitely a good spot and a smart, like, planned spot.
Mm-hmm.
Just the execution was not terrific.
No. But, you know, I don't think it was to their fault.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that it had any fault on the wrestler's parts, either Angle or McMahon.
No. You know, I think they just straight up forgot to keep things in a safe fashion.
Yeah, you think whoever's job that was to replace those got fired that night?
I don't know. I heard it was Vince's idea to not put fake glass in there.
Interesting.
Because Vince didn't want it to blow out during the pyro.
And when Kurt Angle comes out, he has pyro.
Mm-hmm.
So there's almost no way to swap that out.
No.
Because, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, swap it out in front of a live crowd and, you know, let them all know what you're doing, essentially? Because
Shane McMahon pushes both refs off as they're trying to walk him to the back. And McMahon got a standing ovation.
Yeah, man, he deserved it. Trying to walk on his own to the back. Mean,
this is actual concern by Quixote. And they cut it away from it. But, yeah, that was absurd by McMahon. Probably his best match ever, I would say.
I would say so, too, just for the fact of what happened, what he went through the match, and the fact that he persevered through the end, finished the match. Like, I think that was definitely, you know, if he hadn't gained all the respect in the world from the locker room before, I think that this is definitely a moment where, I mean, he is over, especially with the, you know, guys in the back.
Right.
All in all, though, with the professionalism of this match, the magnitude of the injuries in this match, to be able to go on and finish with, you know, technically a non-performer, I mean, for me, I gotta give this thing 5 stars, I think. Because of the storytelling and the adversity, and they got through all of it.
Yeah, that's tough. Story-wise, it's not very good. Just a very random story.
Yeah. Outside, but, yeah. When I'm saying storytelling, I mean in the ring. The story they told in the ring between, you know, the top wrestler and, you know, this kid, I think was amazing. But yes, outside of the ring, storytelling was kind of just random.
This is around the time Triple H blew his quad off his leg. Interesting. Man, what a main event that would have been. Benoit, Jericho, and Austin.
Absolutely.
But, you know, good. And Shane looked like he had been, you know, training for a long time. And obviously that probably wasn't very true. And he probably had been training since, you know, 97-ish, 98-ish. So he definitely had less years. Well, Kurt Angle would have been training around the same time, too.
Yeah, for actually professional wrestling.
Right.
Yeah.
So in a way, I mean, I guess that works for them. But overall, yeah, I'd give it a 5.
Well, with that being said, I think that about wraps it up for this one. Definitely an insanely brutal match. You know, now we've started to do a few of these. I kind of like the format of doing a match over a whole pay-per-view. I mean, obviously, I don't mind looking at some of these classic pay-per-views. Definitely enjoy looking at these pay-per-views as a whole. But, you know, to dissect something as just a single match, I think is fun. And to kind of go back and, you know, us call the match throughout and, you know, really watch it through adult lenses is definitely fun. But, you know, definitely from our crowd and our the people that listen to us, whether you're listening on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, anywhere you get your podcast, you know, let us know what you want to hear and see from us moving forward. And that pretty much wraps it up. For...
Yeah, pretty good. Because, I mean, you know, we come up with ideas, but we'd like to hear your ideas, too. Because, you know, wrestling is such a memorable thing.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's a very nostalgic thing. So anything you think of, even, you know, in the early 90s, whatever you got, we'll take a look at it. But Wrestling Kayfabe, the Jay and Papa Show, we'll see you.